Y'all know what time it is. Listen, I'm fired up. This is going to be a short, powerful live. Hit the like button. Share this out right away. Hit the like. Share it out right away. It's going to be short and powerful. It'll be no longer than 30 minutes on this live. I've got a lot to get done. I have been translating all day. I have finished Hazun, Revelation from the True Scriptures. Everybody go over to tsnt.org ASAP. We're going to remove all the veils. We're going to tear down all the nonsense, all the idols, all the paganistic translations that's permeated throughout the world. 20,000. 20,000. Y'all know I just tripped that out. 20 million. I said 20,000. I had that number locked in my head. I've been seeing numbers all over the place coming from Revelation, Hazun. 20 million pagan scripture Bibles going out in the world every single year. We got to tear this stuff down. United Bible Society, we got to let them know, hey, man, can't let that keep going on no more. We can't put up with this. Listen, y'all putting out false translations, and it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. So go over to tsnt.org right away. I'm going to send some quick shout-outs. No longer than 2 minutes of shout-outs. Let's go in. My man, Michelle from the Netherlands. What's going on? Archella, I see you, sis. The staff said they sent you back an important email. Check that. Brian Robertson, my man, helps me out. Y'all saw Brian come in. Said, all right, we're going to get into it with the scriptures down in Fort Pierce, Florida. Listen, we got Theo Carruthers, Clarksville, Tennessee. My incredible sister, Patrice, Asheville, North Carolina. Deontay, my brother, Gary, Indiana. We got Byron Ship. Byron, like a new name. Byron, your first time, second time, or you just saying, hey, what's going on? I'm going to let y'all know who I am, Memphis, Tennessee. Ebony and Joe, my beautiful family out in Colorado. Jamie Galloway, consistent powerhouse, South Carolina in the building. What's going on, Devin? Gainesville, Florida. Brandon Tello, I see you coming strong, you and your awesome wife, Hannah. Big shout out, Samantha Singh. I see ya. Samantha, where you at? Left Timber, what's going on? Left Botswana, Africa's in here. Blake Bernays, my awesome brother, soul brother right there, right in the heart. Ain't ever met Blake. Love him like a real brother. Coming in from Hawaii. What's going on? Kenan, Martino, Texas. Yeah, we got Jeff Hatsu coming in from Mindano in the Philippines. My incredible sister, powerhouse Donna Steele is in the building coming in from New Jersey. Randy Moon, my brother from Missouri. My heart sister, Sherry Harry, Frankfort, Kentucky. Elisa, my sister, coming in from Seattle, Washington. Marquise and Lene, my brothers and sisters, coming in the building. Good to see y'all. Good to see y'all. Dwayne Gordon, my brother over in Augusta, Georgia. Come on. Woo! Who else is in the building? Hey, we got Byron and Shaw Ship, Memphis, Tennessee. Jermaine Ford, representing. Y'all love me some Jermaine. That's a real brother right there. Hey, we going in, we going in. Queen Nelson, I see her and her husband. Her and her husband Larry coming strong. Robert Pousett, Diamond. Hey, y'all better send a shout out to Robert because he's the one that kept poking me and prodding me to put out more video content. I've had my head down putting out written content on the internet for 17 years. Robert said, you got to get more videos out here. He's in Budapest, Hungary, and he's my real brother for a fact. We back to back, never met each other personally, but we know each other eternally. That's how that goes. Sylvia, my sister coming in from Georgia. Lisa Austin, my sister from Maryland. Look, these are like, I can feel y'all. That's what I feel. Jessica coming in from the Philippines. Come on, Jessica. Flat Earth Watertown. What's your name? Put your name in here. First time here. We going in. My daddy is in here. Good to see you, Pops, again. Your son going in. Your son been translating all day. Got revelations. Hazun finish. Hannah, my sister Tello is in the building. Woo! I see y'all coming in. Just sending out the shout-outs. Sending out the shout-outs, and I'm getting ready to go in right now. Woo! Man, man, man. All right. We got to get, lady, you know what we got to do. Hold on 1 second. Bam. All right. I can't have any distractions. So, Bo, sorry. Already had to ask somebody out of here. We hate God. We hate Jesus. We hate Lord. We hate God. We hate Lord. God, Lord, Jesus. We hate church. We don't like none of that. Most of y'all are afraid to say you hate it, but there's a righteous hatred, and it ain't no joke. So I'm on another level because y'all know. Your brother has just got to translating Revelation. Hazoon is the real name of Revelation. So y'all already know. My brother Deontay in the building. Y'all already know. And see, this is the thing. My grandfather, you said, boy, I don't know. Hey, people don't like to read Revelation. And there's so many people put all these mysteries. But as I'm going through the Hebrew, see, Revelation was written in Hebrew. It's one of the four books written in Hebrew. And I'm watching it from Aramaic and Hebrew. And I'm translating, and it was such an honor for me because I've been going through this for years. But for me to put my hands on the type of the computer and for me to start typing and actually translating it word for word, so I can look at it, quote it. I got all these other different translations in the world, and I just kind of can't run with it. And I can look at it and quote it because when you're reading Aramaic and Hebrew, you know, you got to be able to, because the word, it won't make any sense. You got to put the sentences together. Because Hebrew and Aramaic read from right to left. English and Greek, they read from left to right. So you got to work through that. And for me, for the first time, I give all praises to Yahuwah. Because he allowed me to complete this book. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And I got up and I walked around the house. I looked at my son, Kai. I said, Kai, your children, if Yahuwah hadn't come back yet, which is a good chance that you and I get snatched up together before you get children. But if you have the opportunity to have children, and they read this, it's going to be no confusion. Everybody is afraid, if they just be honest with them. Everybody is really afraid of Revelation. Like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on. When y'all read the true scriptures, it's going to be so crystal clear. I'm going in right now because this is a short one. So y'all better share it because I'm going to be out of here in about 20 minutes. I'll be out. Y'all ready? Set. Hazoon. Revelation chapter 19. The title of this live, of this video is, Will You Be Saved? Are you going into eternity with Yahuwah or not? Are you going in with him or not? There's no ambiguity here. I want to read some of Revelation. I don't know. I just took it and put it here on my screen. This is not scrubbed. It's freshly translated. You're hearing it first. You ready, Kenan? Verse 19. I should say, no, chapter 19, verse 1. After this, Yahuhanan, the one that Yahushua, when he was on earth, said, he loved him. He had a special affinity for Yahuhanan, sign named John. Here we go. After this, I heard what sounded like a huge crowd in heaven. They shouted, you know what they shouted? Alleluia! When it went down, when it's all the firepower of Yahuwah is happening, it's on Front Street. We got the beast, the image of the beast. We got Satan going full throttle. We got the harlot, the prostitute. It is on and popping. And guess what? John, Yahuwah said, I heard what sounded like a huge crowd in heaven. They shouted, Alleluia, the salvation, esteem and power belong to Yahuwah, our Elohim. His judgments are true and righteous because he judged the great harlot. When, listen, we're going to have a private meeting. Because I know exactly who the great harlot is. Do y'all know? Put it in the chat if you think you know who the great harlot is. Because the great harlot is a country. Make no mistake about it. His judgments are true and righteous because he judged the great harlot who corrupted the entire earth by her whoring. He executed the penalty for the blood of his servants that were caused. Listen to this, this is crazy. He executed the blood of his servants that was caused by her, the great harlot. 3. Then the voices shouted a second time, saying, Alleluia, 2 times. They said, Alleluia. Put it in the chat if you know who that great harlot is. I see y'all popping some. It's a country. I got to have a private meeting on that one. Woo! Man. Verse 3. Then the voices shouted, what, a second time? Alleluia. Her smoke, this harlot, goes up forever and ever. Verse 4. After this, the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worship Yahuwah, our Alua that sits on the throne. And guess what they shouted? They shouted, Alleluia! 3 times. 3 times. Man, we ain't even got out of the 4th verse and we got 3 Alleluias. Praise be to Yahuwah. Come on. Then a voice, verse 5, from the throne said, Then a voice came from the throne saying, give praise to Yahuwah, our Lua. All of you that are his servants, that fear him, both small and great. And again, I heard what sounded like a huge crowd, like rushing water and powerful thunder. And then they said a 4th time, Alleluia. Brother Joe, we in the 6th verse, we got 4 Alleluias. Then they said, Alleluia, the Master Yahuwah, our Alua, the Al Shaddai. Not the El Shaddai, the Al Shaddai. That means the Almighty, but it most importantly means the Nurturer. Al Shaddai, sign name El Shaddai, means the nurturer. That deals with Yahuwah the mother. More on that later. The Master Yahuwah, our Lord, the Al Shaddai. He reigns. Verse 7. Let us rejoice, celebrate, and give esteem to him. Yeah. The wedding day of the Lamb has come. And his bride has made herself ready. That's us. How many of y'all ready? Will you be saved? You better put in the chat, I'm ready. Come on, Erica King, coming in from the Philippines. We got more and more sisters and brothers coming in. Y'all see them? Appreciate you, Erica. All y'all coming in. Show love to Yahuwah. Yeah. Put in the chat, will you be saved? I want you to put it in the chat. I'm ready. If Yahuwah is looking at you right now, you don't ever know. By your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. Some of y'all going to hold your words back. You ain't going to type anything. Your words are going to be sitting in your head. And one of his set apart ones was sent to ask you, are you ready? You don't put that I'm ready in. Better be careful. We dealing with Hazum, Revelation. I'm going in. Verse 8. She was given a wedding dress made of pure white shining linen. The linen stands for, y'all want to know what the linen stands for? I'm going to tell you. The linen stands for the good things that the set apart people of Elua have done. This is what we're doing. When we're getting the real scripture in the world, we're part of the linen of Yahuwah Mashiach. Can y'all believe that? Think about that. We are part of the linen. When it says the linen, it represents the good things that the set apart people have done. Verse 9. Then the messenger said to me, write this down. Yahuwah, our Elua, will bless everyone that is invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. The messenger also said to me, these are the true words of Yahuwah, our Elua. He said, these are true words. You don't have to guess about what I'm saying to you here is a fact. Man, I feel like I'm with my brother Yahuana. I feel like I'm with John. When I was translating this, you know what I'm saying, Kenan? I felt like I was with him on that island. Come on. Woo! Y'all ain't gonna believe this next part. Verse 10. I fell down. This is John. Yahuhanan says, I fell down at the feet of the messenger and I began to worship him. He was so overtaken by what he was seeing. We're in verse 19. I mean, we're in chapter 19. There's only 22 chapters. So everything that John Yahuhanan has saw has so overwhelmed him. He literally fell down at the feet of the messenger and began to worship him. But the messenger said, do not do that. Is that wild? See, most of y'all want people to praise you and honor you and show you love. You ain't going to want it after you hear the rest of this chapter. You're not going to want it that way. Not that way you think you want it. You're going to want it the right way. He says, do not do that. Mm-mm. I am a fellow servant with you and everyone else who shares the testimony of Yahuwah Mashiach. Woo-hoo! Sister Donna, he said, wait a minute. Don't you fall down and worship me. This is a powerhouse messenger that was sent specifically by Yahuwah himself to tell John, Yahuhanan, to tell him exactly what was going to happen. And it was so overwhelming, he fell down. He said, no, don't you worship. Mm-mm. No, you better not do that. Not me. I'm a fellow servant with you and us, everyone else who shares the testimony of Yahuwah Mashiach. How many of y'all share the testimony of Yahuwah Mashiach? How many of y'all want to bear witness and say, yep, I represent Yahuwah Mashiach. I am his. Here we go. Do not worship anyone but Yahuwah. Exclamation point. He told him, don't you worship anybody else but Yahuwah. See, that messenger's on point. We got to be messengers that are on point. We don't say no another names when it comes to worship and eternal life. We don't talk about Yahusha. We don't talk about nobody else. We talk about Yahuwah. He said, do not worship anybody else. Anyone but Yahuwah. Everyone who testifies about Yahuwah Mashiach does so by the power of the Spirit. Verse 11. Then I looked and I saw the heaven was open and a white horse was there. Its rider was called Faithful and True. And he is always righteous when he judges or goes to war. Y'all think Yahuwah Mashiach is some old passive. Some weak being. No, he ain't. He goes to war when it's time to go to war. Hold on. Said he is a man of war, as a matter of fact. Put your seatbelts on. Verse 11, then I look. You saw that? He judges. He's righteous when he judges and goes to war. Verse 12, he had eyes like the flames of fire. And he was wearing many crowns. His name was written on his clothing. But only the ones that receive him knew what his name means. What y'all gonna do with that? Huh? Only the ones that receive him knows what his name really means. Woo! 13, the writer wore a robe that was covered in blood. And he was known as the Word of Alua. Take you on back to Yahuwana. In the beginning was the what? The Word. And the Word was with Alua. And the Word was Alua. And it says it right there. Confirmation. Verse 13. 14. He was followed by armies from heaven that rode on white horses and were dressed in pure white linen. Y'all better get ready. He was followed by armies. Out of his mouth, 15, out of his mouth came a sharp sword that went out and attacked the nations. Y'all think he weak? Y'all think Yahuwah, the Mashiach, the Messiah, y'all think he weak? You keep playing this Jesus stuff if you want to. You're about to get the end of this chapter. Hold on. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword that went out and attacked the nations. And he ruled with an iron rod and will show the fierce wrath of Yahuwah, our Alua, the Al Shaddai, the Almighty, by trampling the grapes in the pit that were in the wine press. That's all them that didn't believe in him. They find themselves in the wine press, which I deal with. I'm going to do a whole series on Revelation. I'm so tore up. Wait a minute. Verse 16. On part of the robe that was covering his thigh. So on a part of the robe that was covering his thigh was written King of Kings. Master of masters. What y'all gonna do with that? What y'all gonna do with that? Hey, on part of his robe, the part that was covering one of his thighs, it was written King of Kings, Master of masters. 17. Then I saw a messenger standing on the sun. What? How you gonna stand? Y'all gonna try to stand on the sun? Go try to stand on the sun. It will burn you into shreds before you even get a million miles from it. Wait a minute. I saw a messenger standing on the sun. Can y'all imagine somebody standing on the sun? And this messenger shouted with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the sky, come and join the great feast of Yahuwah, our Alua. Come on here, birds. Called all the birds together that were in the sky. Verse 18. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this. We only got to get to verse 21 and we're done. We only got to get to verse 21. Pay attention. Verse 18. He said to the birds, you can eat the flesh of all the kings, all the rulers, all the world leaders, and their horses, and their riders, and the people who thought they were free, and their servants. Listen to this next one. And the people that wanted fame, the famous people. You ever hear people say, when I grow, I want to be famous? No, you don't. Not like that. You want natural fame from promoting the name of Yahuwah, from doing what is right. You don't need to say, I want fame so people will honor me. Because if that's what you want, your flesh is going to be eaten by these birds. Yeah. And everyone else who disobeyed Yahuwah our Elohim. Everybody else that disobeyed Yahuwah, they have their flesh eaten by the birds. And the messengers call this the great feast of Yahuwah. Wait a minute. Verse 19. We only got three verses to go. Can y'all handle it? Put some fire emojis in the chat. Because I got to get out of here in less than 5 minutes. Fire emojis in the chat if y'all can handle this. Come on. I don't know if y'all can handle it. Because this ain't nothing but pure hot. Will you be saved? Can you get through this? Verse 19. Here we go. John, Yahuwah and the Immerser said, I also saw the beast and all the kings of the earth come together with their armies. They went to war against the rider. Yahuwah Mashiach, Daniel Bakote, King of Biz. I see you coming in twice, brother. They went to war. Daniel, can you believe that the kings and the rulers of this world got together and they went to war against the rider? That's Yahuwah Mashiach, that sat on the white horse and against his army. But the beast was captured, and so was the false prophet. This is the same false prophet that had worked miracles for the beast before. He did this, particular false prophet, did this to fool everyone into receiving the mark of the beast and into worshiping the idol image of the beast. See, we gotta say, we can't say for sure at this point, but we have to say that I got my chain coming off on my neck. Listen, we gotta say that the leading vote getter for the image of the beast is Jesus. That's what if we had a vote right now, we gonna say in lead for that position. Come on, Brother Jermaine. Appreciate you, brother. We would have to say that lead image is Jesus. But watch what happens to these images, these idols. That beast was captured with the false prophet, the one that fooled everybody into receiving the mark of the beast and into worshiping the image, the idol image of the beast. Guess what? Both of them were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone sulfur. Last verse, can you handle it? Woo! Can you handle this last verse? I'm tearing it down, Sister Annette. The rest of the kings, their armies, and everyone else were killed by the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider, Yahuwah Mashiach, that was on the white horse. Then all the birds from the skies ate and gorged themselves on all the flesh of all of the people that were killed. Are you going to be saved? Will you be saved? For the first time ever, the purest form of revelation has zoomed. It's the first time ever. In English, in any other language besides Aramaic and Abari that's spoken by somebody that is immersed into the name of Yahuwah. For the first time ever, the purest translation of Revelation 19 has went out into the earth and it will be heard. If you're watching the replay, you are part of the thousands of people that are watching this message. Therefore, you will be left without excuse if you don't call on the name of Yahuwah. Repent, run, denounce every idol. Did y'all hear that? He said, he started naming people. What? He started naming them. Didn't y'all hear it? He told the birds that all these kings. Why did he say all the kings? And I'm out of here. Why did he say all the kings? Which one of these presidents, which one of these world rulers comes on the scene and says they represent Yahuwah? They say, as for us and our nation, we will serve Yahuwah. Which one of them? 200 different countries. Name me one of the 200 countries, 200 plus countries in the world that they come, that they say, as for us, for me as your king, as your president, as your prime minister, as your leader, as for me and this country, we will serve Yahuwah. None. So they go right into verse 18. Revelation, Hazun 18. Oh, he said, the birds, you can eat the flesh of the kings, the rulers, the world leaders, and their horses, riders, and anybody that thought they was free. Some of y'all think y'all flexing right now. You better call on Yahuwah. Servants, famous people, all of you who want to be famous. If you want to be famous, you better be famous for promoting the word of Yahuwah. If you want to be famous to this world, you go in verse 18 of Hazun. That's the reason I had to do this, because that was stuck out to me. Because you hear so many little kids say, when I grow up, I want to be famous. Who taught them to say that? Better not. And everyone else that disobeyed Allah. So here is the conclusion of the matter. Was this hot? Put some fire emojis in the chat. Because I told y'all I'm going to keep this short. And I'm out of here, man. For real, for real. I told y'all it's going to be around 30 minutes. I'm out. Was this hot? Was this blazing? Go to TSNT.org. Don't play with Yahuwah right now. Because if y'all think Yahuwah's playing, he's not. I get up every day and I go at it 1,000% because I know this is coming. At any moment, this is coming. And I've been waiting for it. But guess what? We ain't going to have to wait a whole bunch longer. Not when the true scriptures get out. We're going to get to sit back and watch Yahuwah do this to all these people who are so pompous and arrogant and full of pride. And guess what? Ancestor worshipers. All of you that worship your mama and your daddy. It didn't say worship mama and daddy. It didn't say worship grandma and granddaddy. It said honor them. The greatest way you can honor them is go follow the creator of everything, Yahuwah. If they follow Jesus, it's a pagan lie, and they will be eaten. Y'all ought to see the rest of this I translate. I'm going to do some more. Don't worry about it. Get everybody, get over to TSNT.org. We got till April the 15th to finish up the TSNT, the New Testament Berit HaDash portion of the campaign. To get yourself locked in, to get your name on that t-shirt. See, everybody's name that goes on that t-shirt, they got a high probability of not having to face that. You just got to finish to the end. So I'm out of here. I brought you the heat. Whatever y'all do with it, you do with it. I was faithful, Yahuwah. I gave them your word. Let's see what they do with it. Love y'all. Yeah.